So Rob organized a rifle club. We all were members. I was a member of the rifle club. We had several of our ladies became members of the rifle club, and we started training to learn how to handle weapons and how to shoot, all for the protection of our homes and ourselves when the Klan and other rabble-rousers decided that they wanted to come in and invade our homes or our neighborhoods. So that's how the rifle club got started, and that's how our self-defense movement got started.
We had a 10-point program wherein we had asked for the abolition of racial discrimination in city employment. We had asked for fair treatment of blacks when applying for welfare aid and aid to dependent children. And we had asked for the abolition of police brutality and all forms of racial discrimination. And we had asked that all of the schools be integrated. So as a result of this, this created much animosity in the community. And most of all, this animosity was directed at me as the head of the local NAACP. And so many threats were made by the Klan that it was necessary for us to form an armed guard. We formed an armed guard. We armed the people. We kept armed men to protect our community from Klan invasions.